Hi, I'm Whitney Lee, founder of Socially PR and Digital Media, and for over a decade, I've been creating and executing marketing and PR plans for businesses all over the U.S. I'm obsessed with helping entrepreneurs bring their big ideas to life and, most importantly, boost their bottom line. The Socially Relevant Podcast is a resource to give you clarity, ideas, and inspiration that you can actually apply to marketing your business. So you won't find any overwhelming tech talk here. We're breaking down all the details in a way that's fun and easy to understand, giving you tangible ways to take action. Are you ready? Let's do this. Hey, hope you are having a great week. Thanks so much for tuning in. If this is your first episode, welcome. If you are returning, thanks so much for listening in consistently. I'd love to know what your favorite episode has been or your favorite topic. Still, you know, I look every week to see which topics are trending and which ones are getting the most listens. And it's still the number one episode we've done so far is the biggest misconception about PR, which is so interesting to me. So I will definitely have to like think on some more topics for PR related podcasts. But I also get a ton of questions about social media, which is why I talk so much about it. So today we're going to talk a little bit about the not so new social media platform that you should be paying attention to. Any guesses out there? Any guesses on which platform I might be talking about? Well, it's LinkedIn. Yeah, we're going to talk all about LinkedIn. And a lot of people only think of LinkedIn as the job platform, but that is totally not true. God, LinkedIn is actually, I feel like, gaining more and more momentum. And it's actually something, I will totally admit this, it's something I, like a platform I kind of didn't pay much attention to because a lot of our clients are so focused on what I call the big boys, Facebook and Instagram. Some people call them the big three, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, but I mean, I don't see a whole lot of success for clients out of Twitter, just being real with you. Actually, if anyone out there is listening and you are a marketer and you see massive success on Twitter, please holla. Like, I would love to know what you're doing or actually what industry you're in and who you're targeting. Because honestly, like we've never really had any type of tangible results that we could show for our client for Twitter. So for most people, I don't even suggest that we do it. Or I mean, we will manage it for people if they want us to. But LinkedIn is definitely getting to be a thing where, A, we are focusing on it for the agency, for Socially, and also me personally, trying to be more diligent about posting there and logging in and engaging there. But just overall, I feel like LinkedIn is gaining so much traction and now we're getting clients that are requesting and we're also suggesting it to some based on what their goals are and what type of industry and company they are. But some of them, we are actually suggesting LinkedIn to them. So I could not believe this. I actually Googled it to see when LinkedIn started. LinkedIn is freaking 19 years old as of 2022. Yeah. LinkedIn started in 2003, which is actually older than Facebook. So interesting. I mean, I knew LinkedIn had been around for a while. I guess I just didn't think it had been that long. So it's actually one of the oldest social media networks that's like still in use today. I mean, it's a big company. They got 35 offices worldwide or in 30 cities, 35 offices, 18,000 employees. Available, you know, they're across numerous countries. They're all over the world, 25 languages. So overall, 810 million people on LinkedIn. Wow. So to put it in context, Instagram has about a little over a billion and Facebook has 3 billion. So LinkedIn is definitely not the largest, but depending on who you are, who you're trying to reach, like LinkedIn could be super, super valuable. LinkedIn is very different than Facebook and Instagram because this is one of the platforms that men are the majority, not by a whole lot. I think it's like 60-40 men to women. But that's also a commonality in Twitter. Twitter and YouTube are majority men. Facebook and Instagram, Pinterest, TikTok, I think it's 60-40. I'd have to go back and look. I feel like everybody's on TikTok, male, female, doesn't matter. But about 60% of the users on LinkedIn are men. A lot of them are actually, you know, like outside of the US. So 200 countries worldwide. So most of the ages of people, like I think 60% of the people on LinkedIn are between 25 and 34. I was reading this on a recent like Hootsuite blog because I love looking up this kind of stuff before hopping on here. But by far the most people between the ages of 23 and 34. And then the next, you know, like the 18 to 24 is, and also 35 to 54, those are kind of like the next, those are pretty equal. But yeah, those are, I guess, 25 to 34 is like your prime younger millennials. So I do think LinkedIn has emerged as like the number one job market. You know, to me, especially when we're looking for people, that's where I find the most legit applicants. You know, so I post stuff on LinkedIn and I seem to find, I have more success finding qualified people. How about that? 49 million people are looking for jobs on LinkedIn. I feel like everyone's hiring right now too. So, six people, I love this stat. Six people are hired through LinkedIn every single minute. So, pretty crazy. I mean, how strong they've definitely found their niche. Let's say that. From a marketing standpoint, something to really think about is the engagement. Okay, so let's talk about who needs to be on LinkedIn. So obviously, the number one thing I want to suggest is B2B businesses. I mean, this is a no-brainer. The decision makers are actually on LinkedIn, whereas I don't always believe that some of the decision makers for the other brands are floating around on Facebook and Instagram. Probably not so much. I do think that decision makers go to LinkedIn when they need to look into something, or I think it definitely legitimizes your brand. So 40% of people that do business to business marketing said that they get the most quality leads from LinkedIn. That's their most effective channel for driving high quality leads out of anything, not just any social platform, but out of anything. Also, the beauty about LinkedIn is that it hasn't gotten caught up in this whole algorithm thing. So organic content on LinkedIn goes way further. I'm talking way further. I think it says like 93% more engagement on organic content. And actually, you know, of those marketers that we were talking about, 75% of them are actually using the paid advertising on LinkedIn, which, sidebar, we're going to have to do a whole other podcast because there's so many different paid aspects to LinkedIn. Seriously, I'm going to have to do a whole episode on that because there's the sales platform where, like, if you're a salesperson and you're looking for leads, there's that level of paid. Then there's like the job seeker. There's like a upgraded account you can do when you're job seeking. And then there's also actually like targeted ads on LinkedIn where you can like send stuff to people's, they call it in mail, but you know, like their DMs. So there's so many different paid forms of LinkedIn. We don't have enough time to talk about that today, but I definitely think there's value in the paid version too. You know, if you're a business out there and you're really a B2C business, I definitely think there's still value in you being on LinkedIn. I don't think you have to go quite as hard as you do, hard and heavy posting, as you do on like Facebook and Instagram. Honestly, if you do like one or two posts per week, you know, B2C, you're probably good. It's just keeping your content fresh, you're staying visible, that kind of thing. You know, so, but for B2B people, like if you're not on LinkedIn yet, like, where are you? Where are you at? So, want to give you a few tips right now. If you are managing a business or if you want to get your business on LinkedIn, here are some things that you should probably put some thought into, to make it most effective for you. Like I said, 1 to 2 posts per week is honestly like, that's a pretty good presence, you know? People aren't logging into LinkedIn every day. I think they said their users, like 16% of users log in every single day. Okay, so that is a very big difference because, you know, Facebook and Instagram, those users are logging in like 6-8 times a day, like spending a percentage of their life on these platforms. So LinkedIn, not so much, which is why one or two posts per week can really actually be a good presence. So what should these posts talk about? Honestly, I think of it like an HR platform, okay? Brag on your business wins. Like, what are the big things your company is doing? Brag on your employees. Are they having, you know, like when they have an anniversary or when they get an award or have a manager of the month and share that on LinkedIn? Or, you know, when you get a new employee, brag about them there. You know, this is, think of it like an HR platform. And then the cool things that you're doing with your employees, like maybe you guys do a once a month happy hour together to connect, or y'all do, I don't know, like a quarterly retreat where you go bowling or whatever the case may be. Like those types of things are the things that you want to put on LinkedIn. And then of course, sharing about your business and what you offer too, but definitely have a good mix. Okay. So we're not here on LinkedIn to, and honestly, you hear me preach this all the time. We are not on social media to just force sales down people's throat all the time. LinkedIn is like a really good opportunity for you to show people the true colors of your business. So that was my number two point, is you're not really pushing sales. You are trying to start a discussion, or if you're not, you know, bragging on your employees, things like that, you are talking about relevant topics in your industry. So if you really want to create some kind of call to action, I would say the call to action is pushing people into your funnel. Maybe they are signing up for a newsletter. Maybe they're signing up for your LinkedIn newsletter. We're going to talk about that in a second. But maybe they're signing up for your company e-newsletter or your text, you know, campaign, or, you know, or signing up for your webinar or something like that. Put them into your funnel. You know, we're not trying to like immediately sell them something on LinkedIn. I promise you're going to turn people off. I always use this scenario. It's like dating. Like if a guy or girl or anyone took you out on a first date and proposed to you on the spot, you would run. Okay. Hopefully you would run. I'm sure there's folks out there with successful marriages that did this. However, I wouldn't suggest it. And I wouldn't suggest it for your social media either. We're not trying to propose to people on a first date. Okay. You gotta like get to know them, wine them and dine them, tell them about who you are and what your dreams are and what you're looking for in a partner and who's a good fit for them. And then you propose to them. Okay. So that's just social media in general. So that's your key there for number two tip for business profiles, is push people into your funnel, or push them, drive them back to your website to read more. Okay. So put a teaser and drive them back to the blog on your website. It does wonders for driving website traffic. And you know what website traffic does? That increases your organic SEO. So you're going to see value in those types of way. Number three, this sounds so dumb, but fill out your entire profile. Use keywords. You know how it always has that little bar on the side that's like, your profile is 80% of the way complete. I know it's annoying. It's so dumb. Go ahead and fill out your entire profile, because that is actually what LinkedIn calls fully optimizing your profile. So if your profile isn't filled out all the way, it's almost like having a Google My Business location that doesn't have any info in it. Like Google's not going to push that. And same thing, LinkedIn's not going to push your page until it's fully optimized. Okay. So do all the little steps, use keywords whenever you're, you know, put in a healthy description about your business, utilizing those key terms of like who you are, what you do, what areas you serve, what industries you serve, those types of things. So really don't be afraid to get wordy on your profile. And obviously, as always, I feel like I shouldn't have to say this, but have an attractive header photo and make sure your profile photo actually fits the frame. Okay. Nothing is tackier than these photos, these profiles that don't even fit in the little box. If I'm talking to you right now, I hope you feel seen. And I hope you resize your logo. Love ya, but a little bit of tough love. So number four tip is really, this is Look at your competitors. What are your competitors doing on LinkedIn? Your number one competitors, go look at their pages and see what they're doing. I'm not telling you to copy them. Do not do that. I am not a fan of copying, but there's nothing wrong with scoping out the competition. There are other marketing companies that'll say, like, just ignore everything your competitors are doing because you're unique and you're this and you're that. Yeah, I mean, you are unique, but I don't think there's anything wrong with looking at what your competitors are doing. Now, if it intimidates you or if it, you know, is too tempting for you to copy them, well, then sounds like a personal problem. But I do think it is smart as a business to look at the industry, see what other successful businesses are doing, and see how you can make that your own or see what you can learn from them. I mean, hello, that's business in general. You know, we have so many businesses that we look at and study to see, you know, how did they get to where they are? So look at your competitors. And number five, newsletters. Okay, so this was a feature that came out earlier this year, and your business has to have 150 followers, but it is definitely effective. Here's the number one reason why. All these platforms, y'all, Facebook, Instagram, everything, when they come out with a new feature, if you start utilizing that new feature, they're going to reward you. Okay, same thing like when Instagram came out with Reels. Everybody who started working on doing Reels and churning that out consistently, they immediately got a bunch more followers. Same thing, you know, so Instagram originally was photos. When they came out with video, everybody that started putting video on the platform started blowing up. They came out with Reels. If you start utilizing Reels, you start blowing up. So all these platforms want you to utilize their new features, okay? So newsletters, think of it kind of like a blog. And honestly, you probably are wondering, like, how is this different than LinkedIn articles? So it's kind of similar, except newsletters can, people can actually subscribe to those. Okay. So they'll get a notification. They will get an email to their personal email, whatever email is associated with their LinkedIn account, to say, you know, it's like an RSS feed, like, Whitney Lee just posted a newsletter. Click here to read it. So if you are doing an article on LinkedIn, it just pops up in the mini feed just like every other post does, and your subscribers will see it if they see it, you know, if they're like logged in and it's in their mini feed. But a newsletter people can subscribe to. So treat it like a blog, you know, put some valuable content in there. Again, not overly salesy, but talk about the industry, share knowledge, okay? So those are the tips for your business strategy. Secondly, who should be on LinkedIn is you. You personally. And there are so many people that are like, oh, I don't need to be on LinkedIn because I'm not really looking for a job. I love my job. But you might be one day, or it's just always positive to build your personal brand. Okay. Position yourself as a thought leader. So again, you don't have to go crazy in here posting all the time. But if you're posting once a week on your personal page, I mean, I think that is really, really a positive presence on LinkedIn. So if you are wondering about how to, you know, the things you should be doing on your personal page on LinkedIn, here are some ideas for you. So number one, find other people in your industry, follow them, engage with them, share their stuff. Okay. Like, find really successful people. It's really, really fun to see what they're putting out. And again, I love learning from people who have been there before me. I think that's the most valuable way to learn. When I was growing up, I do have an older sister, but as we were growing up, she was only one grade ahead of me in school. We are even 2 years apart. So I was totally a surprise. Thanks, Mom and Dad. But I learned so much. Everything in life, I just like followed her lead and learned by watching her. So like, come on, y'all. Like, look at some of these really successful people and see what they're doing. Follow them, engage with them. Number two, post about your accomplishments. I know this can be hard to brag on yourself, but if you get an award at work, or if you get a promotion, or even if you finish a Facebook blueprint certification, you know, I think you should share that, you know, you can be humble about it, but there's nothing wrong with being proud of the work that you're doing. Also, number three, brag on your employer. Brag about what you love about your job. Number one, people love to follow positive people. Who wants to follow these people who complain all the time? I hide them in a hot second, but people are attracted to positivity. I say this for businesses too, but this is great for your personal profile. People are attracted to positivity. So brag on your employer. Talk about your favorite parts of your job. Talk about your favorite clients, if that's okay. Some businesses, that's like private info, but you know, people see that. Colleagues see that. Future employers look at that. And that's really, and also your current employer is going to see it if you're tagging yourself. And so that is a great way to just have a really strong presence. And number four is get into relevant groups. There are groups on LinkedIn. So crazy to me. There are so many features on LinkedIn. I still learn more and more about LinkedIn as I get in and really get involved with it. I mean, there are so many features out there that are underutilized, and groups are one of them. It's just like Facebook groups. There is an interest group for everything on LinkedIn. So definitely check out those groups. So either way, if you guys, you know, if LinkedIn continues to grow the way it has been growing, I think it's like the sleeper, you know, like people, nobody's got their eye on LinkedIn, but it is coming in hot and it is like making moves. And there's actually a lot of business being done on LinkedIn. So I don't know what type of business you are or anything. And actually, if you want any ideas, I love spitballing ideas. Shoot me a DM. Tell me about your business. Maybe I can help you with an idea of like what you should be doing on LinkedIn. But if you are a B2B business and if you are a human that likes their, that it has a career, you should be on LinkedIn. And hopefully this episode helped give you a little bit of knowledge about how valuable it can be and some of the tactics and strategies that you can use for your business or for your personal profile. So if you enjoyed this episode, please take a screenshot, share it with a friend, tag me, shoot me a question. You can always DM me on Instagram, or actually, you know what? Here's a great call to action. Friend me, connect with me on LinkedIn. I would love to hear about you and your business. So have a great day and thanks for tuning in. Thanks for tuning into this episode. If you thought the info was beneficial, it would mean so much if you take a quick second to write us a review and share it on social media. If you have a question about a topic or a specific industry you want to learn more about, reach out to us on Socialese, Instagram, or LinkedIn. And you can also find me personally, The Whitney Lee, on Instagram. We are excited to connect with you and help you make your business more socially relevant.